The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man depression. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moray. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moray. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, the economy. We talk about bonds. We talk about Social Security, estate planning. You name it. If it has to do with retirement planning, we talk about it. And this week's going to be no exception. We have a show full of great information, I think, for you. And but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moray, the host, and I am founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon. And so this show is designed for you. And, you know, our goal during this whole coronavirus, the crisis, the economic crisis that we're experiencing, is to help you to survive it financially. You know, just like we're talking now about surviving this physically, right? In other words, quarantining so we can get to the other side when all of this is passed and not have caught the virus. Well, we believe that to be the same thing when it comes to your finances. We want your finances to survive this so that you live to fight another day financially. So, you know, I'm going to talk as we go through the show about a lot of things, but I'll tell you right off the top that philosophically, our belief system right now is that if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, just as you are quarantined, so should your money be quarantined, meaning out of the way of the detrimental effects of the virus. And I'm going to spend the show talking about all of those kind of things on this episode. So I want to add some levity to the situation. So I'll tell you guys that for those of you who are not getting my market alert videos, then you haven't seen that I just got a haircut. And so I would encourage you to subscribe to the videos. And you can do that on our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And you can get our thoughts. I put those out normally weekly, but in the last 2 weeks, I think it's been like 7 times already. And so we try to keep our clients and you up to speed on what our thinking is, where we stand, and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that happened this last week was my first at-home haircut in 25 years. And, you know, my wife and I, Faye, my wife and I have been married for almost 35 years. It'll be 35 years in about a month. Jeez, I can't believe it. But it's been 25 years since I got my hair cut at home. You know, she used to cut my hair back when we didn't have any money and we had to make do. And so we're back to old things. So in a way, that's nice. And I hope you guys are all surviving this as well as you can. I hope that you are healthy, and I hope that your finances are secure. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, I'm going to ask the question and then make the case for, could the Dow go to 12,000? All right. And as I speak, it's around 21,000. So that's another 9,000 points down from here. And you may think, oh my gosh, that's impossible, couldn't happen. But I'm going to make the case of why I think that is a very real possibility, okay? And then segment two will answer the question, should you buy right now? Is this a buying opportunity? You know, there are lots of companies that, you know, are big name brands whose stock prices are way down. Should you buy right now? Or conversely, should you just sell everything and get out? Okay, so we're going to examine both sides of that in the second segment. In our third segment, we're going to talk, as we always do, about Social Security. And this one, I'm going to talk about the case for taking Social Security when you're 62. Okay, normally it makes more sense to wait for most people, but given the circumstances that we are in right now, you could make a very strong argument why you might want to take it at 62 and not wait. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. Now also, you know, I've been talking with some prospective clients, and you know what? I'm gratified that, you know, that any of you would consider us to be the firm that you would work with. That is just very flattering. And, you know, unfortunately, during times like these, like 2008, for example, we tripled in size. We went from, at the time, believe it or not, we were at $300 million firm, and we went to over $1 billion in 1 year. And and currently we are a little under $5 billion. During, I guess I'd say, times of adversity, people think to themselves, maybe I need somebody to help me with this. And so these kind of times tend to help us from the standpoint of new clients. It's not something I want, believe me, but it is the case. So I was talking with a prospective client, and you know, we were talking about whether they should sell and get out, protect what they have or not. And one of the questions they asked is, you know, well, I've got a lot of capital gains built up in my investments, and I don't want to pay the tax on that, and I'm concerned. Okay, so I want to go over with you how to think about that, you know, in terms of the tax consequences of selling and taking profits. And I'll give you a hint: protect your profits. Okay, protect your profits. Now, most shows would actually stop there. You know, I think we have a lot to talk about. But on this show, we do not stop there. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And again, not to be a downer, but as a planner, I have to plan for the worst, and I have to hope for the best. I can't, you know, hope the best will happen, and or plan for the best and hope the worst doesn't. That would not be the best way for me to do my job. And so, you know, from an estate planning standpoint, I think it is important, given the consequences of this virus, that you review your estate plan, all your documents, everything like that, just in case. All right. So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So, I want to start this show by just saying that I am not fear-mongering, okay? This is my goal here is not to scare anybody. My goal here, you know, the French have an expression, un homme averti en vaut deux. And what that says is that a person who is forewarned is worth two, okay? So I want to make you worth two people by forewarning you on what could happen. So I read a very interesting article by, the author is James, and I'm going to murder his name. It's Kostoryz. So Kostoryz? I don't know. Anyway, and he essentially put into words exactly what I was thinking. So it's almost like we are kindred spirit. And so I'm going to go into why there is a strong case to be made for the Dow hitting 12,000. Okay, so let me go over that with you. So since 1929, there have been many, many bear markets, right? There have been over 20 of them. And if you categorize these bear markets by moderate, severe, you know, mild, and extremely severe, then you start looking at what have been the effects of those bear markets. So the mild bear markets happened in 1956, 1966, 1938, 1980, 1934, 1961, and 1933. The moderate one, and they had an average drop of around 26%, which is where we kind of sit now with this one. Moderate bear markets happened in 46, 87, 1968, 1932 during the Great Depression, and in 1939. And those had an average drop of about 33%. The severe ones, 1929, 73, Y2K, 1937, and 2008, had an average drop of 50%. And the extremely severe, only one of those, and that was the Great Depression, where we had an 82% drop and all of these are in the Dow Industrials. Now, you can find this article on SeekingAlpha.com, where his article resides. So, what kind of bear market is this one? All right. So, is it a mild one? Is it a moderate one? Severe or extremely severe? So, right now, with what we're looking at, I would say that we're not going to categorize this one as a mild one. I would say probably a best case scenario would be that it's a moderate one. Okay, so if it's a moderate one, then that would mean that the Dow would go somewhere around 16,000 if this is one of the moderate ones based on historic. Okay, so if you go back to history, the average down would put the Dow at about 16,000. But I am not thinking that this is going to be a moderate one like moderate times in the past. Okay, my working hypothesis is that this one will fall under the severe category. And if that's the case, then it becomes similar to the ones that had much larger drops, and that puts the Dow at the low end of that scale at 12,000. So I ask you, dear listener, what kind of a bear market, what kind of a recession do you think this one is? Is it a mild one? Is it a moderate one? Severe? Or is it as bad as the Great Depression? I'm not ready to go to the Great Depression yet because I think that we're ahead of this. We had an experience with 2008. So I think the government and the Fed have already been through this kind of a war. And I think, therefore, I don't foresee that it'll become an extremely severe scenario, but I do think this is a severe one. And if it is, then the Dow, like I said, based on the average of the previous severe bear markets, went down all the way between 16,000 and 12,000. So what do you do about that? Should you buy? Should you sell? Well, the first thing that I would recommend you do, and I'm going to talk about that in the next segment, but what I'd like you to do, we want to do our part. We are retirement planners. That's what we do. And our way to help in this effort is to help as many of you survive this situation and live to fight another day when it comes to your finances. So just as we would like to have the opportunity to visit with you and game plan with you, build your retirement plan, build your financial plan, look at how you are now. And in our view, are you the way you should be? And what do you need to do right now before it's too far goes along? And this is at no charge or obligation. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. And if you go there, then what will happen is you can sign up to visit with one of our retirement planners. And at no charge or obligation, you can sign up to go to one of our webinars. We have actually live seminars online that you can watch from the safety of your home. Lots of resources available to you. So go to rpoa.com. We can't help you if we don't talk to you. So we want to help you like we did in 2008 with people. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break and we're going to answer, should you buy or sell and where do we go from here? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe, and what I'm hoping to do is to rain down upon you some thought-provoking ideas with regard to your retirement planning. I am the founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as our name implies. And we work with over 9,000 families in 48 states currently. And we are so thankful that we can help as many people as possible to survive this coronavirus financial crisis that we see coming. And in the previous segment, if you didn't get a chance to hear it, I made the case for why I think there's a very real possibility that the Dow could hit 12,000. And so if you so in this segment, I'm going to talk about should you buy or should you sell. But I would like, if you are retired or retiring soon, we want to help as well as we can. Our goal is to help as many people as possible survive this. You know, the team that is managing our firm right now through this crisis is the same team that managed us through the crisis of 2008. And in 2008, those that followed our advice, that followed our recommendations, did not lose any money in 2008 in the stock market. And the reason is because we were out during the whole time. Now, we sold actually in November of 2007 and stayed out until June of 2009. Currently, we told our clients and anyone listening to this show or who get my market alert videos emailed to them, we said to sell in early March. So we've been out now for a little bit. And so if you are not getting my market alert video, I encourage you to subscribe to it. There's no charge for that. You can go to our website, rpoa.com, and get it. And also, while you're there, if you want to visit with one of our retirement planners to help you to think through what you need to do and all of that, we want to help you, okay? Whether you become a client or not is secondary. The more people we help, we believe in karma. The more people that we help, the more we're doing to help others, the more things will take care of itself. We're not worried about us, okay? We want to help as many people as possible. And so if you go to our website, take advantage of our resources. And hopefully that'll help you get through this. So the big question that, if the Dow could go to 12,000, then what should you do now? Should you buy? Should you sell? And, you know, I want to kind of put it in the context of sport, okay? Because the decisions that you make in sports are very similar to the decisions that you make with your investments. So let me make you a football coach for a moment. And let's say that you're in a game and there's 2 minutes left in this game. You're ahead by 10 points, it's first down, and you have the ball. Okay, so 2 minutes left, you're ahead by 10 points, first down, you have the ball. So coach, what do you do now? Do you throw Hail Mary passes? Do you go for it on fourth down? Do you start, you know, having a risky game plan and try to score, you know, four more touchdowns? Or, on the other hand, do you say, I'm going to run off tackle, I'm going to run down the clock, I'm going to hand it off to my running back, and I'm going to tell the running back, you fumble this ball, and I'm going to wring your neck, okay? And you just run the ball, and you run out the clock, and you win the game. So which one would you do? Well, I think most of you would answer, I run the ball off tackle, and I tell the quarterback, don't fumble this, and I win the game. So when it comes to your investments, that's our belief system as well, okay? We believe growth is important, and certainly we would love to score four more touchdowns, no question. But and if handing it off the running back, you know, he breaks through and scores a touchdown, that's great. But right now, protecting principle, we believe, is even more important than try to grow your money in this area. So how do you decide where you are in the football game? Are you ahead by 10 points? Are you behind by 10 points? Now, the reverse is also true. If you're behind by 10 points and there's 2 minutes in the game, then what do you do, coach? Well, now you got to start taking chances, right? You want to throw the long passes. You want to go for it on fourth down, onside kicks, and all the rest of it. So you start taking risk when you are behind because you're going to lose the game anyway, so you have nothing to lose at this point. But you don't want to take, in my opinion, risk when you are ahead. So how do you know that? Well, what you want to do is look at what we call your magic number. And I've described this in other programs. In fact, I think last week, if memory serves, or maybe it was the week before, I actually went through a detailed discussion of how to calculate your magic number. So if you go, we podcast a show. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can go to our website and get it. It's rpoa.com. So I won't go into the how you calculate your magic number. I'll just tell you. What the magic number is the amount of money that we believe you need to have to be able to retire with. If you have that magic number, then our desire is to protect that. So let's say that your magic number is $1 million, just to give you an example. And $1 million is my favorite number. I always use it as an example. I know that most of you don't have that, but just let's play along with me. So you have your magic number is $1 million. And so let's say that you have $2 million. All right. Well, if you have $2 million and your magic number is $1 million, then it means that you could, in theory, lose $1 million, still have $1 million left over, and have the magic number that we think is enough to support you for the rest of your life. Okay. So in that case, you know, you don't want to, but you could lose $1 million and you'd be okay. Now, if your magic number is $1 million and you have $1 million, and now you lose $1 million, guess what? You have zero. You're broke. And you can't support the lifestyle that you want anymore. So knowing what your magic number is will tell you what the score in the game is, okay, in our opinion. And once you know what the score in the game is, then you can decide whether it's okay to take a chance and try to capture the rebound that's going to come or buy, you know, some airline that's way down right now because it's going to be worth a lot later and start doing all that kind of stuff. The big question that we would ask you is this. And this is the conversation we always have when we're making our decisions with regard to our clients' investments. What is the biggest mistake that we can make? Okay, so I'll ask you this. What's the biggest mistake? That you stay in because you want to catch this big rebound that you think is coming, all right? Or you buy in right now because you think there's going to be a big rebound. Or the second mistake is that you stay in or you buy and it goes way down from here, as I described in the first segment. Which of those two would be the biggest mistake? And if you sacrifice your magic number in the process, I think that would be the biggest mistake. Because if you have it, the game is won. Why would you put a game at risk that you've already won? What's the advantage of doing that? Yes, you'll have more money if you're right, but you could also sacrifice your ability to retire or stay retired. And in our view, that's not a good trade-off. So, you know, what can I tell you? If you want to know how to calculate your magic number, if you want to do it with one of our retirement planners, go to our website. It's rpoa.com. We will work through it with you. We'll create a cash flow plan that'll look into the future. We'll take into account taxes, inflation. We'll take into account your cost of living, the expenses that you currently have, all that kind of stuff. And we'll help you to see the future that we think you'll have and make plans accordingly. We want to do this for you at no charge or obligation. If we can help you, that's what we want to do during this time of crisis. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends. So please, let us help you get through this. We want to do that for as many of you as we possibly can. Okay, so rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security and the case for taking it at 62. And then also we'll talk about protecting your profits. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about, of course, the economy, the coronavirus crisis. And, you know, right now, well, let me introduce myself first. I am Ken Morafe. I'm the founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that now works with over 9,000 families in 48 states. And we manage a little under $5 billion for our clients. And, you know, as the name implies, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, then we want to help you get through this crisis, okay? We want to do our part to help as many people as we possibly can. And the team that guided us and through the 2008 credit crisis and made decisions that if you had followed those, you would not have lost any money during the 2008 stock market crash because we were out of equities the entire year. So if you were following our advice throughout the year, you would have been out of equities altogether. And right now, we told our clients and all of you listening to this show and those of you who get our video, our Market Alert weekly email, to sell in early March. And we believe that's still a very good recommendation. If you didn't hear the first segment of this show, we talked about why we think the Dow might hit 12,000. And if that's the case, what would that do to you? And so we want to help you to make some decisions right now with someone that is rational, not emotional. And so if you go to our website, rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com, and click on Meet with an Advisor, you can meet with one of our retirement planners. They'll sit down with you, no charge or obligation, review where you are, help you with all of that. And you know, if you want to work with us, that's fantastic. And if you don't, that's fine too. There's no charge or obligation. We'll part friends. And if we helped you, we've done our part, okay? So rpoa.com is our website. Now, one of the most important parts of retirement planning is Social Security, of course. And so I want to talk about with you how Social Security and the decision as to when to take it could fit in the middle of all of this craziness that's going on around us. And by the way, before I dive into that, I just want to take a moment and say, first of all, thank you for listening to this show. And, you know, if you get any benefit from it, then it warms my heart to know that. Because, you know, as I said, I feel there's a certain part of me that feels guilty that we did not help more people than we did in 2008. I wish we had helped millions. And, you know, unfortunately, we have only so much we can do. But there's like a debt that I owe to that. And so I want to do as much as I can during this crisis to make sure I don't have that regret later. And so I'm thankful that you're listening to this show. I hope that you are healthy. I hope you're doing everything you're supposed to. Be very, very, very careful. Be overly careful. This is not a joke. This virus is really bad news. And I don't want any of you to get sick. I don't want any of you to catch it. So please, just observe everything that they're telling you to do. Be safe. So let's talk about Social Security and taking it at 62, and if that makes sense. Well, you know, if you listen to the show over the years or you've watched our videos, et cetera, about it, generally speaking, we don't recommend taking it at 62, you know, unless there are specific circumstances to do so. And this right now may very well be one of those times. And the reason I say that is because, you know, one of the primary reasons, the biggest reason that overrides everything when it comes to taking Social Security early is if you need the money. You know, I mean, it's pretty basic, but if you need the money, take it. And so right now, many of you may have, you know, come into financial circumstances that now maybe you should take the money. And yeah, it would be better to wait till you're 66 or 70 under normal circumstances, but taking it now might make a lot of sense, give you that income that you can get. So, you know, if you go to SSA.gov, that's Social Security Administration.gov, it'll tell you how to apply online. They've made it very, very easy to get your benefits, and to do everything, you know, online. And given the circumstances, that's the way you'd want to do it. The other thing also is that, you know, it can show you that regardless of when you take Social Security, the total dollars that they're going to pay you will be the same at your life expectancy. So they, if you take it at 62, they pay you less, but they pay it longer. If you take it at 70, they pay you more, but you're not going to live as much as long. So therefore, they pay you fewer years. The net is the dollars are designed to be exactly the same at your life expectancy. So right now, it may make sense to take the money and use it to help get through this crisis. So what I would, one other thing that I want to make sure you're aware of, though, is that if you're fortunate enough to still have a job, okay, and you are making over certain thresholds, then taking Social Security early may not be a good idea, because what could happen is they have what is commonly called a clawback provision, where they take back Social Security benefits based on how much you make. So if you're still working, even though you may need the money to supplement what you're earning, be careful about that. Okay. So what I'd recommend you do is you go to our website, rpoa.com. We have articles and podcasts about Social Security, when to take, how to take. It'll be more information about that. And while you're there, if you do want to talk with one of our retirement planners about your retirement planning, click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll do that with you at no charge or obligation as well. Okay. So we have lots of resources available to you. One of the things that I want to promote is we have some virtual seminars coming up that you can watch. Since everybody's staying home, it's kind of made it interesting. So what we've done is we've made these virtual seminars, as we're calling them, at different times of the day when we used to not get much attendance to, you know, like maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 o'clock in the evening. But since you're home all the time, you might find a time that's good for you, and you can watch it. It's live with a presenter, and it's interactive, so I'd recommend that you watch that as well. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to protect your profits. Forget the tax. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And you know, diamonds may be forever, but I think that a solid financial plan, good financial planning ideas are even better, because if you do it right, then I think you can buy lots of diamonds. So I think the chicken, or what is it, the chicken and the egg, which one comes first, or the horse before the cart, is a good financial plan, in my opinion. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I am founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired, or who are retiring soon. And so because of that, our philosophy tends to differ from the philosophy that you might have if you were younger, if you were in your 20s or 30s or even in your 40s, where you're more growth-oriented. And in our belief, you know, once you get into the 5 years before retirement or the 5 years after, during that 10-year period, we believe that is the single most important period of your entire financial life. And the reason is because no matter how well you did during your working life, you saved, you accumulated, you invested, you were fantastic, you accumulated a massive fortune. But then something like Y2K or 2008 or the Great Depression comes along and wipes out 50% or more of your money. It doesn't matter how much money you made leading into your retirement. If that happens to you, that's going to change your life, in my view. And if you are retired, oh my gosh, the stress and anxiety that would create is not something I want you to experience. So therefore, our philosophy when it comes to managing our clients' monies is more on these, you know, what we say is growth is important, but protecting principal is even more important. Okay, so we're not discounting the importance of growing your money, but if we had a choice between protecting it or growing it, we're going to protect it because you don't have, you know, unless you're going to live to be 120, you know, the Great Depression, the stock market crash of the Great Depression, took 25 years to get back to even, and I dare say that not too many of you, when you retire, want to wait 25 years to see the value of your money you had before the thing started as after. And in the first segment of this show, I didn't make the case that this is going to be another Great Depression, although I haven't totally discounted that. I would give it about a 10% right now. But I did make the case that this the Dow could go down to 12,000. And I don't think that it's being unrealistic to talk about that. And if you didn't hear that segment, go to our website, rpoa.com. And the first segment is where I talk about it. Or you can subscribe on iTunes to the show and you can get it automatically downloaded to your device every week. But one of the things that we believe in is invest and protect, meaning you don't buy and hold and hope everything turns out well. That's not, in our view, a good way of having a strategy. And so our strategy of invest and protect told us to advise everyone listening to the show and all of those getting my market alert email and our clients to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. And we also said to sell in early March of this year for the same reason. We believe that this is going to be a very bad bear market, even though it already is bad. Now, I was talking with a prospective client last week, and she was very concerned about paying taxes because on selling her investments. And, you know, she said, I bought Amazon and I bought some of these companies when they were very, very low. And now I'm sitting on these big capital gains and I'm very concerned about that. Now, for most people, the capital gains, even if you bought something and it has zero in it and it goes all the way up, you know, it has a big, big profit in it. For most people, I'd say, listen to this show, your capital gains taxes will be around 15% of the gain that you had. So it's not as bad as you might think. But my view is protect your profits. Forget the tax. And I'll tell you a story back in Y2K. All right. So we're going back 20 years now. And I was a speaker at a convention, and there were about 2,000 people there, and I was up on the stage, and I was talking about what I'm talking about with you right now. I have not changed my tune in 25 years. You protect against bear markets, in my opinion. And so I was up there talking, and this was in the latter part of the Y2K bear market when everything had fallen apart. It was terrible. And when I came off the stage, this man came up to me, and he said, you know, Ken, I've been listening to your show, and he said, I just heard what you said. And he said, you know, before this whole thing started, he said, guess how much money I had? And I said, I have no idea. How much did you have? He said, I had $3 million. And I said, wow, that is fantastic. Good for you. And he goes, oh, well, guess how much I have now? And I said, I have no idea. He said, I have $650,000. And I said, oh, my gosh. I looked at him, and I was like, okay, so explain to me, you know, to go from 3 million to 650,000, you had to go through 2.5 million, 2 million, 1.5, you know, 1 million. There were signposts along the way. Why didn't you just get off the ride? Why did you stay in? And he said, well, at first, I didn't want to sell because I had so much capital gains in these technology stocks that I bought. And I didn't want to pay the damn tax, is what he said. So I said, okay, well, you didn't want to pay the tax, but then why didn't you get out, you know? And he said, well, it started going down so fast that at some point I started saying, well, I've lost so much, it's going to bounce back. So then he violated the second of our rules, which is, you know, trying to stick around for a bounce back when you should protect what you have, that's a violation of one of our things as well. So, but back to the tax. What I think is protect your profits. You know, yes, there are taxes, but Bernard Baruch, who was the Warren Buffett during of his day, one of the things he said and is famous for is no one has gone broke paying taxes. Okay, if you're paying a tax, it means you have a profit. Making a profit is a good thing. Be glad you're able to do that. So in our view, you need to go back to segment number two of this show, should you buy or should you sell right now? And it'll give you the discussion as to why we believe you should sell or buy. But at the same time, if the decision is that you should sell, then we think that paying a tax on a profit should be secondary to that decision. You shouldn't let the tax tail wag the preservation of your financial security dog, okay? We don't think that's a good way of looking at it. Now, as I've mentioned, we have resources available to help you, to guide you, to have you think about how to get through this coronavirus financial crisis that we see coming. And we see a financial crisis coming, folks. And so how do you get through it? We want you to survive this so you can fight another day. Just like physically, we want you to survive to fight another day the virus, we want your money to do the same thing. So on our website, you can visit with one of our advisors, you can watch our webinars, you can we have virtual live seminars that we're doing. We have articles, podcasts, resources. Go there, find all you can, drink it in, binge watch it. We have hours of stuff on there, and hopefully we can help you. Okay, so our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about our estate tip of the week, which is now is a time to review everything. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about, of course, the coronavirus and all the implications of that on your retirement planning. We talk about Social Security. We talk about income taxes, estate planning. You name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff during the time of a health crisis. Oh, my gosh. This is the craziest time in my entire career, and I've been doing this since 1988, and I have never seen anything like this. And folks, if you missed the first segment of the show, I talked about the possibility, and I believe I would give it a real possibility, that the Dow could go to 12,000. And if you listen to the first segment of the show, I make that case. And then, you know, email me if you'd like and tell me I'm all wet, okay? I would love to engage with you. So my email address is ken@rpoa.com. And I'm not fear-mongering. I'm not trying to scare anybody. As I perceive, my job is to plan for the worst and hope for the best, not plan for the best and hope the worst doesn't happen. Okay, that's a recipe for trouble. And our clients are primarily people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And for most of them, they don't have the time to come back from big, devastating losses. And a lot of our clients are already retired, in which case they absolutely don't have the time because many of our clients are actually living on their money and they can't afford big losses for sure, right? So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com, and we want to help you get through this crisis as we did the 2008 crisis. For those of you who followed our advice during that, if you were out of equities as we were advising during the entire year of 2008, you lost no money in equities in that year during one of the worst credit bear markets in history. And we advise our clients and all of you listening to the show and who get my market alert video each week, we said to get out in early March. Same thing, okay? Now, just to qualify, our strategy is not perfect. We don't, it did predict a bear market in 2018. That didn't happen. But if it predicts one that's wrong, we are okay with that, okay? It's fine to sell, get out, and then it turns out it's not a bear market, then it is to not sell and stay in, and it does turn out to be a bear market in our view. But Be that as it may, that is not this segment. This segment, we want to talk about estate planning, which is passing on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, and in the least tax, most cost-efficient way. And so this week, given the fact that we are all facing our mortality right now, I have to tell you, it's the first time in my life that I've actually contemplated, you know, what would happen if I died and how is my family, you know, just realistically. I've done it in the abstract, but all of a sudden it's like, wow, what if I get the virus? What if I die? And it could happen quickly. Is my family ready for that? Am I ready for that? So it occurred to me that that's something we should talk about on the show. So we're going to do that now. But first, my wife, Faye, is my producer, since we're the only ones that are allowed to be in proximity with each other at this point. So, Faye, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. My pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And of course, you know, we don't want the opposite of that to happen to you. We don't want you to go from rags to riches, or rather from riches to rags, which is what could happen if you pay too many taxes and estate planning and all that kind of stuff. So we want to help you to avoid that. But this week, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about, you know, given the fact that with this virus, there's a possibility, a more real possibility maybe than at any time in my life. You know, and I've quarantined myself. I'm on my 18th day now, and I have no symptoms. So I just want you to know that according to what they say, if you've gone 14 days with no symptoms, you don't have the virus. So I don't think I do. And thankfully, nobody in our firm has reported any symptoms either. And we've been quarantined now for 17 days. So, but I did contemplate, you know, what would happen if I did get it, and God forbid if I died. You know, it's a scary thought, but you have to think about these things if you're an adult, I think. And so it occurred to me that, you know, you should have everything, that your legal documents, your trusts, your wills, all of those things. If there's ever been a time for you to review all of that and make sure that it is current, I would say this is the time. Now, I hope nobody listening to the show dies, okay? Believe me, I do. But at the same time, unfortunately, there's a possibility that we all could get infected and that bad things can happen. So this is the time to be looking at it. So if you haven't reviewed your wills or your trusts or any of your legal documents and all those kind of things in the last 2 years, I would say that they might be stale. Okay, there have been several new laws that have been enacted over this last 2 years: the Secure Act, the CARES Act, the Coronavirus Act. There were some other changes in the Trump tax law back when he was elected. So there's a lot of things that have gone on since in the last few years that have affected estate planning, and your documents may not be up to speed. The other thing also is that during the last few years, since the last time you updated all your documents, that your situation has changed. You know, there are lots of reasons to go back and review things. If your financial situation has changed, if you've added family members, you want to take people out of your will, you know, there are lots of reasons why you want to review your documents. And so I would encourage you to do that now. And I would say that since you're home and you have time on your hands, you might want to contact your attorney, or you might want to contact one of our retirement planners. We are not attorneys. We don't practice law, but we can give you big picture ideas and thoughts and comments with regard to your estate planning. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and you can avail yourself of that by clicking on Meet with an Advisor. Now, if you do that, we don't want to only talk with you about your estate planning. We also want to talk with you about decisions regarding Social Security, how to protect yourself from what's going on with the markets, how to build your financial plan. So all kinds of stuff we want to help you with, okay? So our website is rpoa.com, and we hope we can be of service to you. All right, rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show is over already. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is it the end?
Of course not. In the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.